Hello and welcome to the Suicide Prevention Podcast. This is Dr. Dawn, the Suicide Prevention Pharmacist, and welcome to episode number 12. So we are just finishing up with the first year of doing this podcast. I started at the beginning of 2022, and now for my last episode of 2022, I want to do a year in review. And it will probably be a pretty quick year in review. However, I think a lot of important things have happened this year. A lot of great work has been done. And I hope that those of you that have listened throughout this year have gotten some good information and resources and learned a little bit about my story and my family. And I hope you've gotten some value from this podcast. And I do plan to continue in 2023. But before I look ahead, I will go ahead and look back on 2022. Probably the biggest events of the year were the overnight walk that I did in New York City, and that was at the beginning of June. So as I've said in previous podcasts, this was quite the event to walk overnight. I walked a little over 18 miles when you count walking to the event and back. I believe the course itself was a little over 17, but by the time I walked there to the event and back, it was probably more like 18 or maybe even 19. It was a lot of walking, but it was a good experience. Great to be in New York City in Manhattan, checking out the nightlife as we walked on a Saturday night in June. Lots of excitement, lots of things happening, quite an experience. And I highly recommend people do an overnight walk with AFSP. They have actually already announced the walk for 2023. It is going to be on June 3rd, and it is going to be in Washington, D.C. next year in 2023. So I'm still considering whether I will participate in that or not. I don't know if the location and the timing will work out, but I am looking at possibly doing that next year and maybe having some more people join us. So we will see. The next big event of the year was the conference that I attended in July in Cleveland, and that was for the Survivors of Suicide Loss Summit. And again, that was a great experience. I don't know if they will hold that every year. I've talked about that in the podcast. They've had it a couple different times, and it hasn't been back-to-back years. So I don't know if they'll do that again in 2023 or if they will hold off and do it in a future year. But again, that was another good experience. That group of the suicide loss survivors and resources and how people channel their grief and work through their grief at different stages after the loss of someone that they loved or cared about was really empowering. And again, a great experience, great time to go to Cleveland. I had never been there before other than the airport, I believe. So Cleveland was a fun city to experience. So I enjoyed that as well. There was, of course, time to share stories and learn and advocate. So both the overnight walk in June and the conference in July were big events. I've already mentioned starting the podcast in 2022. I have enjoyed doing that, and I'm hoping to expand and grow, get more people listening in, and get people to join the podcast with me so we can have conversations, maybe have the podcast be a little bit longer so we have some different opinions, various stakeholders, other people weigh in on their thoughts and their stories regarding suicide prevention. So I'm hoping that this has been a good start to something that will continue for a while. I also have a blog, and that is on my website. That blog has been going for many, many years. It started in 2016, and it's been going. It's the content and the direction has changed multiple times, but this year I've worked on doing suicide prevention posts. I believe I even started back last year doing it as well, but this year has been focused on suicide prevention. So again, I'm hoping to continue that as well and continue that into 2023 and beyond. So as I said, I thought this would be short in terms of the year. Of course, there have been other things. I have done some writing. I've had a blog post that was published related to suicide prevention, and I've talked about it in various areas, and so it's a topic that doesn't stray too far from my heart. It's something that I think about a lot when I'm working, when memories come up, when I'm grieving, when I'm advocating, when I'm educating, when I'm doing all these things. Suicide prevention, like I said, doesn't leave me too much. So I think 2022 was a good year, and a lot of work was done. I've seen a lot of other work by people doing suicide prevention, and I know I've learned a lot. There's always more to learn. There's always more ways to advocate, help, support, educate. There's always a lot of work to be done. So as we continue into 2023, I look forward to doing more of what I've been doing and hopefully expanding in different ways to get that message of suicide prevention out to groups, to people, and let people know that they are not alone. Let people know that there is hope and that there is support with other suicide loss survivors. So there are people out there that care and want to help. So I think that's the most important part of all, is that number one, you are not alone. Number two, that there is people who care and there is support available. I will go ahead and end the podcast like I try with every other one, and I will give out a couple of resources. If you or someone you know is struggling, please reach out. You can dial 988. That is the Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Again, that is 988. That's another big thing that has happened this year, that happened in July, that 988 became online, if you will. There's still work to be done in terms of the response to 988, but that is available. Instead of calling a different number, it is still available, but 988 is out there, and that's in the United States, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There is also the crisis text line, and you can text the number 741-741. You can text the word HOME, H-O-M-E, to that 741-741 number. Again, we have the 988 number that you can call. There's also the crisis text line, and you can text the word HOME, that's H-O-M-E, to 741-741. Again, I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in, for listening in. Thank you for your support throughout this year. Look forward to working with you, hopefully providing good value and information and resources for you within the next year and beyond, and appreciate all that you do in regards to suicide prevention. Thank you again. You have been listening to Dr. Dawn, the Suicide Prevention Pharmacist, and you have been listening to the Suicide Prevention Podcast. Take care.